Yo, yo, welcome back to the Banana Boat. I am your host, Michael Smith, checking in from Austin, Texas.
Yes, sir. This is Marcus Jack. I'm coming from Dallas, Texas.
Mic check 1 2 1 2, baby. Coming from the Midwest, Naptown. This your boy Darius, man.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. We are in.
Welcome back.
So it's a lot of sports going on. I mean, we had Game 7 of the World Series this past weekend. We got college football in full swing. We got
Yep.
NFL in full swing. We got hockey, which you could tell me Wayne Gretzky came back and I wouldn't know with hockey right now. So, but I know it's in full swing.
Hey
They
man,
start the same time as the NBA. I just know that.
hey man, you got a black puck being smacked around on white ice. Come on, brother.
Ace, but as always, we are going to be here to talk about NBA first and foremost. So we're going to kick it off with our newest signature segment, Call Me Crazy. And I'm going to kick this one off in light of some recent news. Call me crazy, but it is the beginning of the end for Ja Morant in Memphis.
Yeah,
He
it's done.
got a one game suspension, came back last night. And yeah, they just kind of he's kind of giving the Marshawn Lynch, "I'm just here so I won't get fined" vibes right now
Yep.
with his post game interviews. But I heard on the Hoop Collective, Tim Bontemps pretty much said Ja's not a top 10 point guard. He's not even sure that he's like a guy you want to build around.
And he said
I
he said even talent wise, he's not top 10.
yeah
That's
yeah
aggressive.
and I felt he was a little he went a little too hardcore on that take. Maybe because I'm a Nike guy, I know that Ja is a guy that we're pushing right now. So I haven't given up on Ja, but I think it's the beginning of the end for his time in Memphis. I think they kind of need to hit reset, and I think that he could. It's not it's fair to maybe say he's not a top 10 talent, and a top 10 point guard feels a little crazy to say. But if we start doing the list, he's closer to 10 than he is to one. I'll say that.
I don't
Memphis, but
like
Memphis is.
I didn't like how he was giving Darius Garland more credit than Ja. He was he started talking about if there's a
He
redraft.
is in Tim Bont. Yeah, he is in Tim Bontemps on
Yeah,
Hoop
sorry,
Collective.
yeah, Tim Bontemps. He said that if there is a redraft, Darius Garland would go ahead of Ja and Zion. And
Absolutely,
Zion I could see
absolutely not.
cuz Zion's missed a lot of time, but Ja's actually led his team to the playoffs. Like Garland is
Yeah,
injured half the time too, so I don't feel like
and he
it's
missed
any
what with a
different.
turf toe, which turf toe is a bad injury, but he missed the playoffs last year. And Ja, when he is healthy, Memphis wins.
But I mean, we're being honest. Like Darius Garland, and my namesake. You know what I'm saying? I respect the lineage.
Right.
He, you know,
You
he
see?
hasn't he has he hasn't led anything. You know what I mean? So
Yeah.
even on that Cavs team, I'm not saying that the Cavs team success isn't partly because of him. But I mean, we gotta just keep it a buck. Like
He's number three in
Ja,
order and on his own team.
He's one of three. But when Ja plays, they know the Grizzlies have a great shot at winning. You know what I'm saying? I
It's
mean,
getting less and less that I will
yeah.
say that the talent in the NBA is filling out to the point where Ja had his chance to be a top 10. Now there's guys kind of passing him up. I mean, I think Cade is a legit name that's passing him up. Like there's some like since what Ja, I don't remember the exact year, it probably was 3 years ago when Ja was looking like a top 10 guy.
2022 was the year the Warriors won the championship
And he knocked out
as they played him in the.
Ant Edwards in the playoffs. Since then, Ant has passed him up. Since then,
Yeah,
Shai has
passed him
like
up.
completely passed him
Yeah,
up.
completely passed him up.
Vic, Cade, like
Yeah.
and the guys.
If you've been following us since season one, I asked the question in season one, like, what has Ja gotten better at?
Right.
Yeah.
He's gotten better at getting in trouble, getting fined.
True. I mean, so I mean, this, you know, playing. Let's play devil's advocate, man. Like, is it the beginning of the end for his time in Memphis? Is it partly on him, though? You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
Like,
it goes both ways. It's a two-way street.
like he's kind of created some of that toxicity that he's getting right now. You know what I'm saying? Because I think he, because I mean, I even saw something that said like he, like, oh, I didn't want to be the face of the league. It's like, yeah, but you kind of had the world, you know, you kind of had the world was your oyster. And then you want to play with, you know, you want to play with guns. It's like, come on, bro. Like, you know, Clarence has, you know, Clarence got both good parents. And parent Clarence's parents have a really good marriage. Like, that's where you come from, bro. Like, I'm not saying you ain't in the hood, but it's like you wasn't in the, you know, you wasn't in it like that, bro. Like,
And
your
even if
pocket.
you were, like, at this point, you have so many like mentors and guidance around
Yeah.
you. Like, even, come on now, like some of
You're
the
so you're
hardest dudes that came through the league, like,
yeah,
settled
you
down.
yeah, you're su you're such a brand now. It's like at this point you gotta be smart. Like, dude, you're the bag. Don't mess it up. You know what I mean? So I mean, I think it's his time is over in Memphis, but I think it's probably on him that is over in Memphis.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I don't think it's beyond the realm of possibility that before the trade deadline we're getting, in even maybe even sooner, that we're getting an alert from Shams
Yeah.
that
You think
Ja's been
so?
traded.
Well, I think if he
Yeah,
go ahead.
if they're not winning, I think is 100% in the realm of possibility he gets traded this
Yeah.
year.
If you're Memphis, you don't want what happened to Jimmy in Miami to happen, because Jimmy tanked his value so much, they end up trading him for Wiggins and like one pick. You honestly, Memphis should be shopping him now. Like, trade him while his value's still up. If you wait till
Yeah.
he sours until February, and then now he's only worth what?
A couple picks,
Emmanuel
probably.
Quickly in one pick, like, you don't you
Oh, yeah,
you
that's not
want to
great.
you want
But
to trade him before it gets real scary and real bad, and he tarnishes his reputation.
it's interesting. Mark Spears with ESPN isn't a guy that is a hot take guy. Like, he's pretty well
Right.
respected in the industry, and he said, like, from talking to league executives, that Ja's value isn't that high right now. So I almost feel like you may have to play it out till Christmas to get his value up some and get
What if it
him,
gets
because his
worse?
hit.
More suspensions. Like, do you trust him to get his value up between now and then? What if an injury?
It's very possible. It's very possible. But I don't think if you trade him right now, you're going to get what you would feel is proper value. And even from a, you gotta, the biggest loss for the Mavericks was, whether or not they were right or wrong, they lost the trade because public sentiment was not on their side. If you're going to trade Ja Morant from Memphis, you gotta at least make it where Memphis can get behind it and be like, you know what, like, he was our dude, but I could understand it based off what we got. And I don't think you're going to get anything close to that for him right now.
Yeah. You know what the sad part about all this is? I know, especially since the podcast era started, many players have come out saying, like, you have to be delusional to make it to this level. You have to have like an irrational faith in yourself. And I think a lot is said to that, but a lot isn't said about how many players get themselves kicked out of the league or kick themselves out of the Hall of Fame because of that irrationality and because of, like, the awareness. Like, once you find a role in the league, like, you have to have a sense of awareness to keep that role. I think Ja found the role as the number one star, but his lack of awareness is keeping him from being that. And so the same thing that worked for him to get him to this point is the same thing that's going to work against him, because he's going to end up a guy that's all talented, should be a Hall of Fame eventually. He's going to be like a second tier star on a team where he's frustrated and getting traded all over the place, and his career is going to be more of a what if than a what he actually was.
Yeah, because it's still early. I mean, this is season. I mean, it's getting late quick, but it's season seven, so we're not a rookie, a second or third year play anymore, where it's like, man, he still has so much potential. We're getting to the point where you should be hitting your stride as far as what you should be. So, time will tell.
I was gonna say, there's only a few guys I could think of that their attitude got in the way of them being a Hall of Fame player, and like, DeMarcus Cousins comes to my mind first. Like, that's a Hall of Fame talent, but because of his
And
attitude and
John
because
Wall, I
of
mean,
his
from Kentucky
people,
too. John Wall's on one of them.
because
And
of
granted, a lot of injuries with him, but still,
injuries,
he got
but
out of the league
I
quicker because
think.
he just wanted to be, he wanted to be in the streets too.
Yeah. So DeMarcus and Ja's first 5, 6, 7 years of the league are so good talent wise. I think they could have made it off the Hall of Fame if their head was just in the right spot
Yeah.
in those first 7 years.
I don't know. I feel like Boogie kind of gets a bad rap to an extent. You know what I mean? Like he, I don't know. He I feel like I see what you're saying, but I feel like Boogie kind of gets a little bit of a bad rap too.
He does, but I think
I
that's not.
think we back
Uh-oh.
on Spirit. We back on
Oh,
Spirit.
that brother's back on Frontier Airlines. He back on Allegiant. He back on Spirit Airlines. That boy stutter stepped hard. Yeah, that's dead.
We're gonna see if he's revived here anytime soon, but
Nah, he's done. He's done. He's done. That's hilarious. He's done.
Yeah, we're gonna fly without him here for a second. I think when it comes to DeMarcus Cousins, though, I think he gets a bad rap to a degree, but I also think when he got traded to New Orleans that year, he was killing when him and I
Yeah,
mean
he
the numbers
was.
were there. They weren't
He got
necessarily
hurt.
winning to that level, but yeah, then he tore his Achilles,
Yeah, he
and it was
got
kind of
hurt.
the beginning. It was kind of the beginning of the end for him at that
Yeah.
point. So I don't think it was even as much his attitude became a problem after the talent was no longer there the
Yeah,
same way.
because I mean that's the thing. Like when you have the talent, teams are more than willing to allow some things to let go. You know,
Yeah.
like you, but when the talent start to diminish, all of a sudden it's kind of like. You know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, you know, it's kind of like, man, like, when you got the bag, you cheating on your girl, she cool with it. The second
Oh,
that bag,
why
hey, second that bag stop. Now she like, yo, you got to move different, big dog. You're not providing me with the same lifestyle to get away with
No
this.
comment. No comment. No comment. I ain't touching that one with a 10-foot pole. But I get what you're saying though. When you can no longer provide me the same
Hey,
lifestyle, it's a little harder to
yeah,
put up with the
what they say?
nonsense.
Yesterday's price is today's price, man. It's always what have you done for me now? And in the league, it's very much that. What have you done for me now?
Yeah, 100%, 100%.
That boy,
We
you,
got.
hey, he on that Spirit airline again.
We'll see if he's flying. If he's at least upgraded to Southwest.
I thought he upgraded that internet a while ago. I guess
I thought he
not.
did too. We hadn't had some issues in a while, but I guess I guess we're back on Spirit. So
All right, I'm
I'm
back. Back to your regular
you
scheduled
sure? You
program.
sure? You sure? You
Bro,
sure?
whoever our producer is, man, screwing stuff up, man. We need to fire them. I put the
All right,
Wi-Fi
hey,
ex
you need
I
it.
put I put the Wi-Fi extender in my house. It ain't do nothing. I'm returning that joint. Yo, all right, yo, what's I'm gonna go on my carpet crazy, yo. If you ain't ready, you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready. Mine's on par with Ja. It's
All right, back, go.
call me crazy. The Pelicans need to either double down right now, or this trade is gonna be the worst one in history.
It's already one of the worst ones. They 0-6
They're
as we talk
0-6.
today.
Atlanta's looking good because they own the. Refresh on the trades for those that don't
So
know.
they the Pelicans moved from like pick 20 to like 18. I'm messing up the
23 to
numbers.
23, 23 to 13.
23
Okay.
to 13 this
Seven
year.
picks. Okay.
So to draft the guy they have now and
Their queen.
Derek Queen, and they gave Atlanta their first round pick for 2026,
Ooh.
meaning that right now they're last in the league. If they get any type of good pick, it's going straight to Atlanta. There's no
Okay.
protections, no nothing.
Yeah, they need to go ahead and just tank. They need to get what they can for
What do you, they can't
Zion.
tank though.
I mean tank in the sense that they just need to strip it down. They need to trade Zion. They need to trade Trey Murphy. They need to trade Herb. They need to basically try to see what Fears has. They need to see what Queen has. And I hate saying it because I feel like he's a solid coach. But Willie Green is probably going to be the byproduct of a bad roster build.
He's probably going to get fired soon here,
Oh
to be honest.
yeah. It may be on. I mean, we're coming to you guys on November 4th. November 5th, we may be waking up and the Pelicans are 0-7 and they fired him.
Yeah, if they lose to the Hornets tonight, oof.
Without LaMelo and without Brandon Miller.
Zion's not playing, but it's reminiscent of like the Nets trade, the Nets essentially building Boston's roster, because one of those
Yeah.
picks end up turning into Jason Tatum. But it just usually you don't see the switch that fast. Like this draft coming up, a historic draft. Like it's not
Yeah.
like they gave up a pick way down 4 or 5 years
The
and like,
Boozer Twins, AJ
yeah,
Badanza. Yeah, it's
you
some
sound
killers
like me,
coming.
bro.
His
AJ
last
Debatanza,
Tarzan.
Debanza,
Yeah,
which
his last name, them syllables, gave me a couple uppercuts in there. I ain't gonna hold you.
AJ, hold me close to Tiny Dancer.
Bro. But the dope.
The BYU.
The beat. Yeah. The Bansa,
Hey,
that dude.
that NIL is hitting at BYU though. I never seen more black people on the court for BYU in my life.
Bro, they said,
You know why he went to
I will be
BYU.
abstinent for that money.
Hey, and they gave him the he got game treatment.
Yeah, Lord,
If you know, if you know, if you know, you know.
you know.
He got the real sponsorships out there, the real brand deals out
Lord have
there.
mercy.
Said, come to Big State.
Bro. How we get here. Jeremiah Fears, bro. Jeremiah Fears is
He's been
dope.
hooping.
He been hooping. He's just
He's been hooping.
a rookie. That's all it is. I
Yeah.
mean, he'll be dope in a few years.
Yeah, you can't put all your hopes and aspirations on a 6'3" guard right
Yeah, three
now.
games in, they already had to bench Jordan Poole. Like,
No.
but I
That was
think
what I was gonna say too, because I'm sitting here watching that game. If you have to rely on Jordan Poole to be the adult in the room,
that's yeah, that's
you are in the wrong room.
burn the room down.
Should have never got rid of CJ.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Maybe they should trade for
Pull up
Ja.
Maggie Gyllenhaal and burn the block down.
Should they trade for Ja? Like, bro, go for broke.
Why?
If,
Why?
why? Because they can't tank this year. Like, this could literally
They
turn out
can't
to be, this could be
tank, but
the number one pick.
they can't tank, but they can do what the New York Jets did on the football side. The Jets do have their own pick this year, but basically trade all that you can for
Yeah.
other for somebody else's picks. Like and trade what you have, because you still have some good assets. I mean, they
Oh
still got
yeah,
Jordan
Trey,
Hawkins. Like
Irv.
we forget Jordan Hawkins is on that roster.
Hawkins, you
Yeah.
go for a
Put
pick, that's
put
right.
him put or even just put him in and see what you have. But you have three between Zion, Trey Murphy, and Herb Jones. Those are three dudes that tomorrow, if healthy, can step into a playoff team and contribute.
Yep. But if you're the management for the Pelicans and the GM, your job is to save your job. And if that pick turns into a 1, 2, or 3 in
But
2026, they're
listen.
fired. They're
But the GM, they just got hired though. The coach is the one on
They
the
will
hot
get
seat. The
fired in a year.
front office staff just got hired. They're going to give them at least 2, 3 years to try to see what they
Yeah.
have. Here's
Not
the
if
thing. On
that pick turns into a 1, 2, 3. Whew.
paper, they should not be as bad as they are.
That's true.
No,
They just
so they're
like
gonna
I'm look
blame. So
I'm they're gonna blame Willie Green.
yeah. They should not be as bad as they are. But like
So is
yeah. I
Zion
mean,
that good then?
he
Is Zion that good then? If on paper,
I
like
mean, I don't know. I've got off that Zion train like 2 years ago,
I
two, 3 years
should've.
ago.
I should've left
So
with you.
I don't know. I'm kind of just watching the Zion train. I refuse to get back on.
And
Like,
honestly, the Gail Benson, she owns the Saints too. Like, she's paying more attention to the football of the New Orleans of her New Orleans ownership than she is the basketball. So
but I
honestly,
mean, just
Joe Dumars can fly below the radar for the next year or two in
I
Troy
mean,
Weaver.
just
They'll be fine.
think about who they got. They got Zion, you got Poole, you got Fears. Murray's, he's hurt, but then you got Trey Murphy, Derrick Green, Kevon Looney, Jordan Hawkins.
Herb Jones.
Yeah, Herb Jones, DeAndre Jordan, Jose Alvarado, Sadiq Bey. I'm like you don't have trash. Like, I mean, you got a couple guys like Trey
I
Alexander.
mean,
I think
bro,
he had a decent up and coming.
you said DeAndre Jordan, like that man should still be in the
That
league.
man just got a 10-day.
No. I'm saying him like in a sense, like you at least have a vet presence. He knows how
Oh,
to
man.
win. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man. I feel like looking at that, I'm like, you don't have, I'm not saying you're gonna win anything, but you should be able to get some games though.
They should be fighting for a play-in seed.
Yeah,
If healthy, they should be fighting for a play-in
you're not.
seed.
I'm not looking at their squad like, oh man, they gonna go deep in the playoffs. No, you can probably steal a play-in spot though. Like you guys aren't completely buds.
Man, the thought was that if Zion gets healthy, that should fix
Bruh.
all the problems.
Hey,
He's
here's the
healthy. Well, partly
hey,
healthy.
they've been hoping Zion be healthy since Zion got drafted.
He's just sitting out random games now, but
They've
like
been
when he
they've been
he's playing
hoping
and that's
that's
gonna
gonna
be
lose
that's
him.
gonna but that's gonna be his career at this point. He's
Yeah.
gonna
And
he's he even
it's all
even if healthy, he's gonna be missing games just to
it's
stay
and it's
healthy.
always gonna be a lower extremity type of injury. Right now it's a hamstring. It's always gonna be
He's
something
out
to
for
his
a
ribs.
hamstring right now.
It's always gonna be something with the
Gosh.
lower body. So that's what I'm
Nah,
saying. Like I just think like you cannot count on Zion. Me personally, if Zion, he's your best player. I don't count on him to lead my franchise though.
I just thought if he
Respectfully.
was actually on the court, that
I
they would
agree
win those
100%.
games.
Yeah, no. When he's on the court, he's
But they're
dynamic.
losing. But they're losing. That's my problem
It's
with it.
getting him on the court. That's the issue.
Well,
Like,
he's
get him on
that's
the
but
court.
that's but that's but that's where I say it's gonna come down to like Willie Green is gonna be blamed for the fact that they're 0 and
Yeah,
7.
he's gonna be
You're
blamed.
not gonna blame the front office. The front office just got hired. They're gonna get at least a year and a half. Like we may be looking at like Christmas next year at the soonest that they get fired, but they made one of the dumbest trades in NBA history within the first 5 minutes. But I think they're gonna get at least another year and a half before
Okay,
they get
we're gonna
fired.
see. Joe Dumars is gonna be collecting them unemployment checks here in about 8 months. We'll see about that. Mark my words.
Remind me, Troy Weaver is one of the people that negotiated this new CBA, right?
I don't know if he did. I didn't know if he was part of that, but I wouldn't
Okay.
be surprised. I know he's
He
he's the
was on the
reason
Pistons,
the Pistons sucked for
moribund.
a while.
Yeah. And they said, go ahead and come screw up our franchise down here too, because that Pistons connection with Joe Dumars.
Atlanta Hawks will be fun though when they get this top draft pick next year. I'm feeling
Them
them.
and then you still think, and then you and then San Antonio still has a pick too, like they still have somebody's pick. I want to say they have another Atlanta pick coming, but Atlanta's gonna be decent, but they still have multiple picks coming.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So I don't think Atlanta has the first round pick this year because I think it goes to San Antonio.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're right about that.
Because
But well,
you can't trade them back to back years, and they got it 2 years ago. And drafted Castle, or no, it might have been that second pick with Castle, but then yeah, they don't have, I don't think Atlanta has their pick this year, but
Well,
well, let me do it.
They'll be fine with the Pelicans pick, that's for sure.
Yeah, oh yeah, 100%.
Well, let me do my call me crazy before we get deeper in the weeds here. Call me crazy. Miles Turner is gonna be a perfect back front court mate to Giannis. And Indy, I say that because Indy booed that man after he gave him 10 years. And I know people was like, oh, well, he disappeared. And it took me listening to Jeff T talk about it. And I'm like, when he said it, I started looking at them play. I'm like, ah, okay, cool. Because I was always like, man, Miles Turner need to get there on the block. He need to get there on the block. But Pacers, the way they played fast pace. And he
Yeah.
was a stretch five. His shooting pulled people out the paint so everybody else can work. So you don't necessarily need him on the block. Without him, the Pacers don't have that, they don't have anybody in that fill that five that can shoot. And I feel like right now in the Bucks, Giannis can do all his work in the paint. And then now you got Miles Turner that's can literally cook on the outside, not to worry about nothing. So I think he's gonna be perfect. He's gonna be perfect for Giannis. Like
If
I
you had to
honestly, yeah,
pay,
I wouldn't be surprised if they go deep into the playoffs. I can see that. I can see that addition to him. I can see the Bucks mess around going deep into the playoffs again.
I think the Bucks going deep into the playoffs is more a reflection of how crappy the East is and how
True.
good the Bucks are. And I trust me, these past few games I've been watching, I like it. Miles got off to like a He, I, it's been a rough start, but I don't doubt he's gonna acclimate and all that kind of stuff. I just don't think there's like the Knicks and the freaking Cavs aren't even starting off strong, and they're supposed to be the top two seeds. So I think if the Bucks do go far, it's based on how weak the East is.
It's pretty much they just need like a point guard.
Yeah,
I'm
I mean,
with Miles Turner and he's a DFW
oh, you're about to
native.
slander this man. Go ahead.
I'm just gonna always go back to, is he a $50 million player? Because they paid him
Over how
$108
many
million.
years?
No, listen. They paid him $108 million contract for 4 years.
Yeah.
But remember who they had to stretch and use the stretch provision on to get him.
Yeah.
They had to pay. They're paying Dame Lillard $20 million a year still, and they're paying Miles Turner almost 30. So you're essentially saying Miles Turner is a $50 million player. I love him as a $27 million a year player, but the fact that he to acquire him, you basically made a decision that's eating up $50 million of your cap every single year.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't see it. I just don't think that
But I
that was
mean,
worth it.
for what was out there, he probably was the best option. Like, is he a $50 million player? No, I think he's definitely like 25 to 30. I think he earned his money.
Well, the Pacers didn't think that. That's why they end up
Yeah, and
losing him.
the Pacers gonna be cheeks.
Yeah.
They're gonna
But
be
if I tell
straight
you,
boo-boo.
if I tell you you got sardine and you got spam as your two options to eat, it's like, sardine's better. Like it's still like, it's still sardines at the end of the day.
But I ain't, but hey, but I ain't
What
gonna be
am I
hungry
supposed to
though.
do? Trade
Right, I ain't
out?
gonna be hungry though.
Right.
I ain't gonna be
At
hungry
least you're
though.
not starving, which
Yeah,
is
I ain't
where they would be
starving.
without
See,
Giannis.
here's the thing. You here's the thing. You see two options. I see three: sardine, spam, or starve. I
That's
know I ain't
big.
gonna starve.
He's not
I know
lying,
that.
bro. They were the
And you have a point, but it's also the alternative of, you know what? Let
who
me go
else?
out. Let me go out and sell this pack so I can go eat at a 5-star
Hey,
restaurant.
hey, hey, but I ain't gonna starve, is what I'm saying. You still missing that point. I'ma eat though. I'ma eat.
Now I'm
What?
confused. Like, where's Stan Nias and all this?
Who the heck is
Who?
Thananiah?
That
He's
I
just
don't
Cooper,
know.
another
Hey,
brother.
hey, hey,
That's not
hey,
like a
hey.
biblical character.
Let me tell you something.
I
You
got
said
lost.
that name, and I swear.
Thanasis?
Hold on. He said
Thanasis?
that name, and I swear stuff started floating in my office here. I thought you cast a
Say it
spell.
again. Say it again.
It's
Say it
spelled like
again.
that. Ananias.
I thought you were doing
STA.
root work over here with casting some
Right.
voodoo spells.
Yeah, like,
Say it
Jesus.
again. Say it again. That's the
Ananias,
Laneika.
the
That's the Laneika.
Antetokounmpo. It's, bro, these Greek, they got some names on them, bro.
Hey, bro, it don't matter. We could say this dude's name
Charlamagne.
is Peanut Tillman, and you would say Pia A Nut Talamon. Like it would not matter.
I
Them
got lost
syllables,
in the
like
metaphor, bro. Hey,
them syllables would be slapping you upside your head so
I ain't
hard.
trying to
You
whoop
whoop
you
up,
over
man.
high.
Hey,
I'm just trying to keep up.
say it one more time.
The Nasus, bro. I'm not
No,
saying
I
that.
want to hear how you said it. He said that man said that's a little
Ananias,
Nika. He
then.
said Anais
Let me tell you something, you old tongue-tied dog catcher.
Bro, he don't deserve me saying his name right, man. That man,
Hey.
he podcasting more than he hooping.
Hey,
Hey,
don't blame him. Don't blame him because you slandered his name.
say what you want. Giannis got the entire family eating right now. I
Yeah,
respect it.
yeah.
I respect it, bro.
Yeah, they definitely ain't eating sardines because of him.
I tell you
Yeah.
that.
D, you being an indie man, like, I feel like you need to slander those people over there. Like, you should
What?
be smacking them. Miles Turner gave him 10 years and they booed him.
Bro,
10.
they
That's longer than
the
dang. I bet that's probably top 10 tenure in the NBA right now.
yo, he was the longest tenure pacer, and it's pretty much like, bro, like that man earned 20 to 25 million a year. Like y'all owed
Yeah.
him 20 to 25 million a year. He earned that. Like,
They
give
should have
that
paid
man
him.
his
They
money.
should have paid
Yo, you
him.
should have
Yeah.
paid him. And then you got the nerve to boo him when he comes back
I
when
couldn't
y'all didn't
believe
pay
it.
him.
I really couldn't believe it.
Like, y'all didn't pay him. He didn't leave. He went to go get his money because y'all wouldn't open y'all wallet.
And I know that he's been saying some stuff in the media about the Pacers, but he's been saying about the Pacers, not about the fans. He ain't
Hey,
said nothing about the fans but love.
if I'm him, I start talking about all of Indy. Man, y'all stink. Y'all water suck. I would just start saying stuff that don't even make sense.
Bro, I still
I
clap
bet
my
you.
hand.
I bet you if TJ McConnell got paid, they still clap for him.
Oh, definitely.
They trying to get him a statue out there. There's no doubt
Yeah. Oh
about
yeah.
that.
Yo. Hey. I mean, TJ McConnell, man. Like let's use another white player, man. I like TJ
I love. I'm saying
McConnell.
I love his game, but I'm just saying
bro.
Indiana, and because he's white, he could have gone. He could have gone to Milwaukee. He could have gone to Chicago. He would have come back to Indianapolis and still been treated like a king.
If Johnny Furphy gets traded mid-season, by the end of the season, when he comes back, he's going to get a standing ovation.
Jennifer.
He ain't even American. He ain't even
Bro,
American.
Miles Turner outlasted Sabonis, man. Like, dude, he was literally the heart and soul of the Pacers for a decade. I can't believe I rock my world, man. Shoot, there ain't no loyalty out here, bro.
And that's why I say it's not that Miles Turner got paid the contract he got paid, because on his face, if Milwaukee had only done that to sign him and sign him $25, $27 million a year, then hey, do it, because that's you're doing all you can to keep Giannis. I just don't like it, coupled with the fact that they had to stretch Dame's contract.
They were gonna have to stretch Dame's contract for somebody, though.
They would have had to, but you got to get a little bit better than you got to get you an all-star if you're gonna do that. If you
Hey.
got 20, if you got $20 million in dead money on your books in today's league with the CBA that you love so much, you got to get an all-star.
Should have waited for
Hey,
Ja.
man, I
Hey, it
respect
would have been
I
a better
respect
option.
it. I respect him going to get his bread. I bet you, because he wanted to be a Pacer. I bet you if the Pacers would have offered him, let's say, what Bucks offered him, what, 4 years, 108, right? 4 years, 108. Say if the Pacers would have offered him, I don't know, let's say 80. I forget what they even offered him, 80, 85 for three. I bet you he would have stayed.
Yeah, he said it was something in the offseason. He said it was something like he was getting offered like 15 to 17 million a year, something
That's what I'm
crazy.
saying. Like, if you offer him 80 mil for three, I bet you he stay.
And he's 30 and he's been healthy his whole career.
He's
He's
been
never
healthy his
been.
whole career.
So yeah, it definitely was some dirty work, but we're gonna
They
go
not
ahead
loyal.
and
Hey,
we're
not in
gonna.
Indy. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. See, this is when no, the Pacers' final offer, it was actually 3 years for 60.
Whew.
3 years for 60 to 20. So he had this Bucks offered 4 years, 107.
Nah, I'm
Absolutely
taking the
insane.
it's less money
Take
and
the
less
paper.
money and less years. Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta
Yeah.
do.
Yeah, if I bet you if they took that 60 and made it like 75, 80, he definitely would have stayed. For the same, if you still wanted 3 years, 75, 80 for three, he definitely would have stayed.
Shoot. Yeah, I
But
agree.
it ain't like they got better options, bro. 'Cause y'all about to be cheeks. So
Yeah,
I hope y'all had a Hope y'all have fun. I hope the city have fun going to the finals. I hope it was great, 'cause you niggas ain't going back for another 20 years. So I hope it was fun. I hope it was fun.
they came out, they the thing is they came out and showed some fight against the Thunder, but then ever since then they hadn't done nothing. They've been bad so far this
They
year.
cursed.
Yeah.
That's what you
Hey.
get.
But we are gonna go ahead and take it south. And jump off the boat and talk about Darius has been itching to talk about this since Sunday.
Yes. Yes, I have.
We're gonna talk about
Let me
the
tell you.
Chicago Bears.
Yeah, matter of fact, no.
I'm gonna set hold
You
on, I'm gonna
ain't.
set I'm gonna set I'm gonna set the timer because this may go 30 minutes
You
if I let it go 30 minutes.
ain't talking about the Bears. Let me tell you something. Bear down,
Yes, sir.
Chicago Bears. Let me
Yes,
tell you
sir.
something. Make the way, clear the way for victory. That's what they say. That's what I'm saying. The Bears, man, when I
Chicago get a
say
little taste of victory and they don't know how to act.
No, it's
Hey,
not
legends
even
have arms, man. It's been a long time.
right. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. They've been lying to us for years, saying these Cowboys is America's team. We've been lied to for years. Let us have this, bro. Like, relax. Relax. But I feel like it's not necessarily the record that is impressive. You can feel the culture shift in Chicago coming. And for those Bears fans that be talking trash about Caleb,
Right, let that man paint his nails.
let that not well. I mean, he painted his nails as long as he throwing touchdowns. I'm cool with it, but let the man develop. For everybody to be saying,
least ain't out here doing TikToks like Jerry McCain with the painted
right?
nails. Oh, Lord.
First of all, that's even bad, because if Jerry McCain doing TikToks and give you 30, I had to punch him in the face, bro. You got to see me.
He got
You
to get
can't
healthy before he.
you can't
He
hit
got
me
to. He got to
with
get. He got to get healthy before he keep on
You
doing all
can't
that
hit me with a and then come give me 20. I'm punching you in the face. I'm punching you in the face. The second you give me 20, you do a TikTok, I'm punching you in the face.
Oh,
You going right back to IR, I tell you that. But back to the Bears. it's a culture shift that's impressive. I thought that game, the game gave me like three heart attacks. It raised my blood pressure like 30 times.
Yes.
It gave me gout about 15 times. Like it took me through a myriad of emotion. But the fact that we won that game because we kept fighting, last year's Bears lose that game hands down.
Yep.
We lose it. We do not win that game.
Y'all did. Y'all got the
Stop,
command, the
stop. Don't
command,
go
the
there.
com
Don't
the
go
hey,
there.
what was his name? What was his name celebrating in the end zone?
We don't
Tyreek
tweet that name.
Stevenson.
Don't say it.
Tyreek Stevenson. Let me tell you something. But that's what I'm saying. But it shows how Ben has this team focused. He got them believing. He got them believing. What do you say? Good, better, best. Never let it rest. To your good is better, your better is best, baby. I'm locked
Hey,
in. I'm
let me
locked
ask you
in.
a question. Let me ask you a question. You ever seen those TV shows or those like memes where it's like it shows one emotion 1 second and then it goes on the screen a few moments later? We
Yo,
are
and yo,
I am
that.
I'm ready to get to the end of the season so we can do a still frame of now versus a still frame of the end
No,
of the
don't
season.
do that. No, because I'm telling you, like, this is my prediction for the Bears. Like, at best, we'll be like 10 and 7 at
Yeah.
best.
Okay.
At worst, we're probably gonna be 9 and 10. I mean, not 9
You
and
mean
10,
9 and 9 and 8, not
nine,
oh.
nine, seven, 7 and 10. So either
Oh,
7
okay.
and 10 or 8 and 9. We'll be in somewhere in there. And I still think that's a successful season because it shows a culture shift. It shows that we're trending in the right direction. I think Caleb is our guy. We need to let him develop. He doesn't what people want to see with Caleb is they want to see him be generational now. But it's like Pat Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, like a lot of these quarterbacks had the luxury of kind of what Jordan Love had the luxury of sitting behind a vet and just watching the game and learning the game. Our quarterback has to learn in real time. And a lot of those throws he's making, it's not many quarterbacks that can make those throws. He doesn't make bad decisions. It's the simple things that he needs to get better at. But he's
His
still
biggest thing is
dynamic.
he was taking a lot of sacks and he's gotten better at that this year.
And he's gotten better. He was taking a lot of sacks. He took 68 sacks last year and threw for over 3,500 yards. That's his floor. So I'm like, if that's the floor, bro, like he's
Then the ceiling is the roof.
it's crazy. He threw for
It's true.
3,500. He's on pace now to be what, the first Bear to throw for 4,000 yards?
Yeah.
Like
Well, I mean,
that's
it's
bananas.
which is kind of crazy considering you would assume Jay Cutler did it when they had Brandon Marshall, but yeah,
No,
you're
I mean,
right.
I'm just
And he
saying,
did
like,
not.
it's not that impressive. Not for Caleb. It's the Bears' standard of QBs is very,
Yeah.
very low. It's almost weird actually having like a really, really good offense as a Bears fan and our defense being
Yeah.
the problem. I don't think
Because
I've
it's
felt,
never been like that.
yeah, I haven't felt those emotions in a Bears game since the 06 game against the Cardinals, the we are who, they are who we thought they were game. That's what kept popping in my head,
Yep.
even though, we were the ones allowing them to come back and then, we switched it up. But I just haven't felt that roller coaster in a while. It's kind of fun to have an offense that's good. I don't like that our defense is bad, but it's just like a little change. Like, all
But
right.
our defense is also bad because we got a lot of injuries too. So we
Yeah.
got to take into account. It's not like our, Kyler Gordon, Jalen Johnson. We just lost our defensive end. Dame, I forget his last, how to pronounce his last name, but we kind of got depleted on our defensive end, and but even then we still lead the league in takeaways. With a bad defense, we still lead the league in takeaways.
I didn't know that.
So that's what I'm saying. Like our defense ain't great, but we get 3+ takeaways a game, baby. We winning that game. But like I said, I feel like we're at the point where man, where we have something to look forward to. I personally, as a realistic Bears fan, like I said, at best, I think we'll be 10 and 7. I wouldn't be, you know what I'm saying, or 8-9 at worst. I say this year it's the culture shift. Next year, guys will be healthy, be able to buy into Ben Johnson's system. And I think next year we'll be talking about like, oh, Bears are a playoff team. They're a team to, be reckoned with. Because I mean, right now, like our division is still one of the toughest divisions in the league right now. You know what I mean? Like, so
Oh yeah.
the fact that we're third in our division, beating the Vikings, and I think we still can beat The Packers and Lions.
Okay, let's not get too.
No,
I'm with you.
we
I'm
still
with
can
you.
beat them. They're not
I'm with you. I
unbeatable.
just want to keep my expectations.
The
The
Packers were
Packers look,
viewed as like unbeatable coming in this year, but they look very
yeah, they
beatable so
look
far
very
this year.
beatable now. They
You
look
not
very
lying,
beatable.
but we just went through a 4-year period where none of our teams made the playoffs until this year with the Cubs. I just want to keep my expectations low for now. Just for now. It was
Hey man.
traumatizing. We watching Dallas. The Rangers win the World. I live in Dallas. The Rangers win the World Series. The Mavs go to the freaking finals. The Stars go to the conference final. Like, it's
Hey
traumatizing.
man. Hey man, I think right now is a good chance. It's a good time to be a Bears fan, baby. Bear down. We
Good time to be
locked
a
in.
Chicago fan. We're 5-1 with the Bulls.
Bro, we
Just for today. I mean, we're about to lose, but just for today,
We
right
five
in
and
this,
two after we
stay in the
five and two
moment
after
with me. Stay
tonight.
in the moment.
We five and two after tonight.
I will say I am proud of you because I was expecting y'all to be like the Bears are going to the Super Bowl like
No,
next year, like,
that's aggressive. That's we
but you're kind of like Bane. You've lived in the darkness, and so that little taste of light.
No,
You still know what
it's
dark you still know what darkness
that
feels like, so
shimmer that
you got
be
a reasonable outlook on your team.
that shimmer of light is Caleb's nails just shining through, just sparkling.
Bro, let me tell you something. That perfectly manicured, you know what I'm saying, ball he throwing is crazy. But I just feel like you see, I feel like as a Bears fan, you see like, okay, like we you see the culture shift, and you see the fact that we put up 47 points. We didn't play a perfect game and put up 47 points. So I'm like, yo, just imagine if once the timing and everything gets down, you know what I'm saying? Like they start kind of tightening up and buttoning up stuff, how much more dangerous we're gonna look. So it's like you see the progression, you see the cohesion starting to come along. And so, like, yo, if we're looking like this now, where things are still kind of shaky, oh, we are going to be nasty. And I feel like I haven't felt this type of confidence in a team since they fired Lovie Smith.
Facts.
I'm like, I feel like we might be getting rid of the curse of firing a winning coach in Lovie. Maybe the football guys are like, you know, we gonna give you a little bit, see how you do with it. But if we burn this bridge now, we're not throwing another lifeline. So I need the Bears to not do Bears things. And I think Ben Johnson, the way he got them playing, when they be trying to do Bear things, he like your mother in the church service, talking through her teeth. Like, I said, shut up, do it again, run a play right, and they run a play right,
Yeah,
bruh.
well, you guys know where I stand. I mean, I've been a Cowboys fan. I'm a Chiefs fan. I think I get a lot of flack for being a Chiefs fan because right now it feels easy to be a Chiefs fan. But I think honestly, with my dad passing, I think I've said this to y'all before. I feel like I become more of a Chiefs fan because I feel like I'm rooting for two people now. So I still love the Cowboys, but I'm just like that's the team that I expect to let me
That's
down.
fair.
So if somebody teases me about the Cowboys, I'm like, you can't hurt me more than I've already hurt myself. Like, okay, and like, but like the Chiefs are that team that like when they let me down, it's surprising. So like I watch them play the Bills and I'm like, Patrick Mahomes converts a 4th and 17, and I'm like, all right, he's gonna find a way to make this happen. And when it doesn't happen, it's like almost a shock to the system. Where the Cowboys, it's like I got a group text with some Cowboys friends, and it's like you can't hurt me because I'm like
Just gloom
I'm
and
a,
doom.
it's like they got blown out last night. The score was way wor the game was way worse than the final score indicated. And then today they go and trade a first round pick for a good player, but they're trading everything like they're a contending team. And I'm like, dude, like what are we
They wild right now.
you traded Micah Parsons, one of the top five defensive players in the game, because you don't want to pay him. And now you got money on your books when
Right.
you could have just used
Yo.
those picks. You could have just used those picks and start and reset the clock. So I'm just like, I'm talking like I care, but I
Yo,
don't.
no, let me
I
tell you something.
don't.
The Cowboys traded Michael Parsons. Like, it's like an average dude with a bad chick, and he has yet to
Oh,
wife
here
her
we go.
because he thinks he can do better. And it's like, no. This is the best you can do. You need to lock this down before somebody comes along. And the
Before
Cowboys
she
think,
realizes she's too good for you.
before she realizes, actually, she can do better. And Micah Parsons was the bad chicken in that scenario. Cowboys thought they could do better. And it's like, no,
Thanks.
you can't. You know why? Because you're the Cowboys. And as long as Jerry Jones is in that owner seat, as long as he draws breath, the Lord will not let him succeed. So
That's fact.
I feel like my this is dark, but I feel like the second that Jerry Jones' reign is over, I feel like the Cowboys are gonna it's gonna be like the Lord is like, all right, here you go, here you go. Because Jerry, I think Jerry makes decision. He makes ego decisions. Like he makes
100%.
decisions. He has a pissing contest, and it's like,
100%.
no, nah, bro, like you got to pay your players. Like it's the reason that you're here, and it's not because of you. It's not because of your genius, big
I
dog.
don't know. I don't know if y'all. I don't know if y'all saw this today, but Tom Brady came out and said that he cloned his dog that died 2 years ago. Jerry Jones. Jerry. I took a hard left turn. But I say that
Whoa.
because you say when Jerry Jones dies, the Cowboys are going to find a way to succeed, and I don't doubt you. But
Hell no.
what I also believe even more is that Jerry Jones is will to live until the Cowboys see a Super Bowl
He
and
gonna clone him.
surpasses death.
AI
I feel
Jerry
like,
Jones.
and I feel like he slid into Tom Brady's DM and said, "I need the
It's
recipe.
insane. Right. So
I need the recipe."
look, when you say you cloned the dog, like the whole dog, like he barks the
Like I'm still gonna be me, right? Like I'm not gonna
same.
be
Jerry Jones.
I'm gonna have everything, right?
Jay,
Oh, bro,
look, look.
I'm gonna have everything, right? We
I'm
can't
still
this
so shocked that you just said this man cloned his dog. Yo,
Yeah.
right? Let me
Yeah.
tell you something.
It's
Let me tell you something. Jerry Jones, the Cowboys gonna be like, all right, man, we're gonna look for a new owner. Jerry Jones gonna walk through the door. You think you can quit me? I'm always here, baby.
I'm not leaving.
I'm always here, baby. I'm
This
always
man, I'm a Harry Potter fan, and they have this thing called the Resurrection Stone. That man, if
here.
anybody in the world has the Resurrection Stone,
It's gonna be Jerry. We
it's
hope.
Jerry. It's Jerry,
It's gonna be
man.
Jerry. Hey, look, hey, Marcus, I'll even tell you. Even right now, like kind of just making a little pivot right back to the Bears, because I'm excited. Even our next game,
Don't do this.
we play the Giants, baby. We play the Giants. We play
Don't
the Giants.
don't get too far ahead of yourself,
That
bro.
that's what I
Don't get
heard
too
from
far
the
ahead of yourself.
Cowboys fan. They said, we play the Giants. We play the Giants.
Now,
And
granted,
look how that turned out.
the Cowboys did beat the Giants. They
Oh,
beat
okay.
them a couple
Yeah,
times.
yeah.
Gotcha.
We can beat the Giants. The two toughest games after that is going to be the Vikings and Steelers. Oh, no, I'm sorry, three, Vikings, Steelers, and Eagles.
Just let
Wait,
me
live
wait,
in the
four.
moment.
Wait, four. Wait, wait, wait,
Just,
wait. Five. We got
I
if
don't
we
want
only
to, all
live
day, we day, after that, at the Eagles,
six.
we got
We
the
got six
Packers.
tough games.
I don't want to live in the future. I don't want to
Hold
live
on,
in the past. I want to live right now, this moment. Hey, Mike, after the Giants, we literally got the Vikings, the Steelers, the
I'm
Eagles,
not
and the
doing it to
Packers.
myself. Today was a good
And then we got the
day.
Browns.
Monday was a good day.
That's
Monday was a good day. I'm not moving past those days right now.
fair. That's fair.
Hey,
That's
take it day
fair.
by day. Take it day by day. Cause yeah,
Man.
you get too excited,
You're
they're gonna
right.
slap you across those bad days are gonna slap you across your head like
Well, let me
Giannis did
tell
his
you something.
teammate this summer.
Let me tell you something. Since 89, every Sunday, my father had me on Sunday watching Bears make every play clear the way for victory. He had me locked in. I've been locked in for 36 going on 37 years. And
All right,
this Sunday, I'm gonna be locked in again, okay? Just
what
know.
we gonna what we gonna do here before you declare the Bears the Super Bowl champions of 2026? We're gonna go
I'm
ahead
never
and pivot.
gonna
We're
do
gonna
that.
make sure we don't put any bad juju on your Bears and have a Caleb Williams have a J a Jalen Daniels type Jane Daniels type injury. So we're gonna go ahead and shift it over to who put you on notice this week. So Darius, why don't you tell us who's putting you on notice this week? Why we got you on the Bears?
He ain't got nobody but the Bears on his side, man. I'll
Oh
tell
man,
you.
yeah,
Ben Johnson,
I know he
Caleb
ain't got
Williams.
nobody.
I
I ain't gonna
know he
lie.
ain't got
I ain't gonna
nobody.
lie. I kind of had to. Sh I had to shift my mind back to basketball. Okay, so who put me on notice? I gotta say, is who we as who this podcast loved, them
This man,
toxic ones.
this man stepping up to the pulpit without a sermon written. He's stalling like
No,
you
no, no.
know.
I was stumbling a little bit, but it's those one of those twins, the Thompson twins. Well, look, you say it at the end of a prayer, amen.
One of them,
You
he
say
said, this man said he opened his Bible and whatever page he was on, that was where the sermon, open your Bibles to live your
amen. Amen.
amen. And look, amen has been blessing the Rockets
Bro,
with just upgraded play.
did you see that dunk? So he went and he
Which
missed the
one, the
free throw.
reverse?
So yeah, he missed the free throw. He got the rebound, threw it to Sengun,
Yep.
and Sengun put it back to him. Off vert,
All vert.
he
Yep.
went off and dang near 360
He's
that mug.
he put me on nose, but honestly, I feel like that team, and I feel like people don't see it now. I really do think KD being added to that team, and everyone has kind of elevated their level of play. I can see them fighting I can see them fighting against OKC and, beating OKC in a 7-game series,
Yeah.
or at least making it hard for OKC to win.
I mean, we go back to our pod, man. I was on board even after Fred VanVleet. I still think they'll be a top three seed. They're all developing. It's Ime, credit to Ime. He makes them all take it seriously, so.
He does. He does. He has them locked in. I feel like they were that team where you just needed that one extra piece. Now, do I think that OKC can repeat? I think OKC can. I feel like OKC right now looks like they're picking up where they left off last season.
Dude, they don't even have J-Dub back, and they
Yeah,
are
they just
undefeated, and
7-0.
their point differential is 12 points a game, which is on pace with where they were last year.
Yeah, that's what I'm
And
saying. They look like
how
they're
many
just picking
games
up
has
from where
Chet
they
played?
left
Half?
off.
Chet's played half of those games, maybe.
Yeah. But I
Caruso
think
hasn't even played. He's played one or two.
so I mean, if you're looking at them, like if we're talking about like another dynasty, we may be entering the OKC Thunder dynasty right now. But I think if anybody's going to interrupt that dynasty, I think the Houston Rockets can do it. And I
Facts.
think the way that
I think
Amen
Houston needs a
Thompson is
point guard.
playing, I still think they need a point guard, but
It's by committee.
they
Sengun,
no. Come
Amin.
playoff in the playoffs, you cannot have a point guard by committee. You got to have an
Yeah.
organizer. And again,
Well,
I think Amin is in a better situation than Coop in that he's not being thrown to a position he's never played in his first year. He's had time to at least figure out the
yeah.
league. So I think he's more op in a more optimized position to be thrown to that position. But I think at the end of the day, in the playoffs, you need somebody who says, man, KD's hot right now. I need to feed him.
Yeah.
Amen's hot right now. I need to feed him. You got to have somebody that's there. Like, if all else fails, like, you got to be able to have somebody that can organize an offense. And Amen's
But
brain is
you
not wired that way yet.
all
No,
for
that's false. Dude, he was a
–
natural point guard before the draft. He got drafted as a point guard. He just his handle wasn't tight enough at the
Yeah, his handle
time,
wasn't tight.
and he wasn't an outside shooter. I think he's got what, another 70 something games to figure it out, and they've had the playoff series with the Warriors. I don't think you're giving them enough credit for the amount of development that they're gonna go through. I'm all on board. I'm not saying they're gonna win.
I want to be on board, but I still think worst comes to worst, you at least need a veteran point guard, even if it's 20 minutes a game. Because Reed Shepherd can't guard his shadow in the dark.
No, he can't.
Like,
He really can't. But he's
he
finding a
can't.
shot. At least he's not a negative on offense and defense now.
I mean, do we think a man can figure it out though?
I do. I
I
do.
say
I'm all on board.
I think he can figure it
I
out.
think he can. I think he can figure it out as a player, and I think he can figure it out as like if he's your secondary ball handler or your. But I just that's a lot to put on a guy to say, I want you to be our best defender, and I want you to be our point guard, and I want you to be our third scorer. Like that's just a lot to put on a guy that's still, what, 20, 21?
Twenty two.
I don't think he's doing it all by himself. Like even defense wise, he's by far their best defender. But if he wants to take a couple plays off, they still got Tari, they still got Jabari. Like that team is stacked. And Sengun does a lot of the playmaking too. If I'm
He does.
India,
He's but he's a but he's a hub. You still need a point guard.
yeah. I mean, no, I think that's the next evolution of a men's game. You know what I'm saying? It's getting that point guard roll down and getting the outside shot. I think between him and his brother, like I just I and honestly, I don't think between him and Ausar, I don't think they're gonna be great shooters. I
Yeah,
just I just
his
don't
brother
think I don't I
committed
don't
a
I
free
don't
throw
think
for
they
his life.
have. They'll be
Would you
serviceable.
say
Bet the under on Athar's free
They'll
throw
be
shooting?
serviceable. They'll
Yeah,
be
they
serviceable
would.
shooters.
I think it's some
On some
with
Rajon Rondo shooting right
I think
now.
it's honestly I think it's something with super athletic players. It's the mechanic. It's almost like the mechanics. Like if you notice,
But you've
most
also been able to get by your whole life being and he's still
exactly
that
that's what
way.
I'm
Like you've been
saying.
able to get by your whole life not having to get a jump shot
But
because you're
that's
just.
but no that, but like you're proving my point. That's what I'm saying. Which athletic point guard was a great shooter? Derrick
Right.
Rose was trash, wasn't a great
But
shooter.
that's John Wall.
Serviceable.
John
John
I'm not saying
Wall
this.
was serviceable.
I don't
Ja
think
was
it's
serviceable.
mechanics. I don't think it's mechanics. I just think it's, hey,
It's
why get a
mindset.
jump shot when I've never had to get a jump shot?
That's what that, but
Yeah.
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so you get to this point where you
Ben
need that
Simmons.
jump shot, but you haven't figured out the touch and the mechanic and the, you know what I'm saying? The stop, pull up to fit. Russell Westbrook was serviceable, but he always relied on athleticism. I think the more athletic you are, the worse shooter you are.
If they could keep a corner three and they could hit free throws, they'll be all right.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and see,
I'll speed
Marcus,
through.
who puts you on
Yeah, I'll
those.
speed through mine because I know we took a little time. Giannis, he's been there. He is there. He will be there. Dude is averaging 34, 13-7 on 68%. And quietly, he's shooting 60% from three. We know that ain't gonna hold up, but the fact that he's taking less threes, and just, taking the easy ones instead of throwing them up there nowadays. Dude
Yeah.
doesn't get enough credit.
He's really efficient right now.
And that game winner from last night, kudos to him, man.
Oh,
Look, he looked like
over the,
Kobe.
what was that? Over the
Yeah.
left shoulder,
Over
the pivot
dang
over
near
the
two or
left
three
shoulder.
guys, yeah.
Yeah.
He
That
looked
was
like Kobe.
tough.
He looked like Kobe on that one. And I think really that's the last thing he needs to add to his game is reliable midi and something in the clutch. So
Yeah,
I
that was
feel like
tough.
he's the MVP if, today. We'll see
Yeah.
how it goes though.
Yeah, for sure. Them being 5-2 is crazy. And I think as far as who put me on notice, I'm gonna say the Pelicans, and I'm gonna go negative here because I think they put me on notice to the fact that it is time to strip it down. I think they need to make a decision whether what they want to do, regardless whether they choose to go all in and just say, hey, we're gonna try to go for a play-in spot, but it's getting late quick. I mean, they're 0-6, going on 0-7, they're down 2 with 23 seconds. So I think they just need to go ahead and hit the red button and blow it up. So
Bulls
that's who
are
put me
up.
on notice.
Bulls are up two with 2 points. It's a 20-point comeback. I'm sorry, they just put me on notice right now. Are we
They're
doing
gonna
this?
break your heart or something. So
Vucevic with the
that
3-point shot.
I know the East is weak, but I feel like they're bound to break your heart at some point. But
Oh
and
my God.
they still don't have Kobe White, which is the surprising part
Hey
of
man,
how
look,
good
but
they
they
are.
ain't breaking our heart tonight, brother.
Okay.
Hey, I'll give you a moment to shine because normally by 5 minutes within the pod, we're already tearing down. We're doing a therapy session. Oh wow. Pelicans just hit a game winner. Alvarado, Grand
Hey,
Theft.
see? He just saved Willie Green's job. Yep.
For a day. They said, let the title contention commence.
Yeah. Bulls got this one. I don't think they.
Yeah.
I look. I was watching the Pelican game. And I'm like, let me switch to this Bulls. I got to see the hometown heroes.
Yeah, I'm gonna see if Tyree. Oh, they don't. The Sixers don't even have it. At their half, what is this? They got to do a full court with 3 seconds. Oh, what happened to mine? You guys still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh. Nope, none. We won.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna act like we are still in the middle of the pod, and
Okay, sorry, guys.
The Bulls did win 113-111, but
Right. We got
we're gonna
a draft. Hey,
we can't we
you tell Quentin Grimes of the 76ers. Here you go,
well
Smokies. Here you
well
go.
we got off the boat earlier, but now we can't get off. We're gonna be back on the boat, and we're gonna be stuck on it because this is our stuck on the boat draft. This week's topic is best duos for the season. So the draft order this week, we got Marcus. Did you draft last week
I do not
or
remember.
Darius?
I was last week.
Okay,
Darius was in the middle. You were first.
so Marcus first, me second, Darius third. As always, four picks, not five, not six, not seven, not eight. So
Yeah.
Snake draft style. So there, Marcus, go ahead and kick it off with the first your first pick.
I almost didn't want the first one, but I think the best duo in the game is Shea and Chet. That's my number one.
You didn't pick J-Dub. You didn't pick the one that's been all NBA.
No, they have to have played this season, right? J-Dub hasn't played this season.
I wasn't even thinking play this season. I was thinking they will play this season.
How do we know he's gonna play? He ain't played yet. What if he slips on his What if he slips in the bathroom and tears his ACL? Like, we don't know.
Well, I guess to me that opens up the possibility of me picking Shea and J-Dub because you didn't pick them.
Don't you?
Hey,
Technically, he's
hey.
right. I would have picked Shea
Yeah.
and Chet anyway, to be honest.
Okay, well,
But you can't use Shea
Darius.
if I already used him. You got to
Okay,
use
it's me.
J-Dub and
We said best. No, it's me, but we said
J-Dub
best
and
duos.
Caruso or
You
something.
didn't pick the duo. You picked, yeah,
Okay, you
I
okay,
won't.
he got Shea, he got Shea and Chet. You go.
All right, I'll go ahead and not cheat. I'll say Joker and Murray.
Joker Murray. Okay, give me them white boys in LA, the LA Quakers. Give me Luka and AR.
I
So you
thought you
got
weren't going
two.
to pay
So go ahead.
attention again. You got
Okay, I
another.
got two. Wait, what you about to
I
say?
thought you was going to pick the Pistons first again.
No. You ain't gonna give me fool me once. Fool
Give
me
me Devin
once.
Booker and Malawach. He
Hey,
tried to get too cute.
fool me once. I was gonna get. I saw y'all didn't pick them, and I was like, I'm definitely gonna pick them.
Man.
I'm
That
like,
man said, I got a bright idea. Let me pick Zion and Trey Murphy.
I saw y'all didn't pick them. I'm like, I'm gonna pick them. Okay, so
Oh,
I got my second one. Let me go ahead and get them young bulls in Philly with Tyrese and VJ.
man. Okay, bold. Very
I
bold.
got, yeah, that's very bold, very bold. I'm gonna go KD and
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Tatum.
Is it my. Oh, dang it, man.
No,
Go ahead.
it's no, that was me. I got two, and then I got my second pick, and then you get two now.
Okay. Well, who's yours, Mike?
Kevin Durant and Sengun.
Okay, cool. All right, I'm going with who's
Let me get
oh,
two here.
Wemby and Castle. Them dudes,
All right.
they are the dudes on defense. Castle is locking up right now. So I'm gonna go Castle and Wemby. And then I'm gonna go a low-key one. I'm gonna do Cade and Durin. Durin's
I
becoming
knew
a
you're gonna. I knew you love the Pistons
yep.
so much. I knew it was coming at some point.
Yeah, Cade's gonna be top 10 MVP. Durin is looking like a bully for real, so I think
All
they're
right,
there.
give me some. They've already displayed that they can be a winning combo with these two. So I'm gonna go Mitchell and Mobley.
They not winning nothing. What they win in the first round?
They won more than Cade and Durant together. I mean, they got the first seed in the East last year.
Yeah. So did D Mitch and freaking what's that French suit again?
Gobert,
Gobert.
your favorite player.
Yeah.
Even though he's what the French call les incompétents.
Les incompétents.
Lot of good
Dang,
choices
y'all.
still.
You get two here to finish it up.
I'ma go. Okay, I guess I'm gonna keep it simple. I'ma go to New York. I'm gonna go Cat and dang, why can't we go
Brunson,
Brunson, JB, God, J.
big body Brunson. All right, so that's
Yeah,
one.
I
Who's your
couldn't.
second?
I'm gonna go. Dang,
This is where you start mentioning the three people you think about picking. Why don't you go ahead and name one?
You know what? I'm gonna stay truthful with. I'm gonna just go
He's gonna
Steph. I'm gonna go
he's gonna pick
Steph.
the
I'm gonna go
Bulls.
Steph. Stephen Butler. Stephen JB.
I thought
I
you'd let
thought
me
he
go
was
Giddy.
going modest, right? Giddy. I was like, hold on now. No. Giddy and
I was like,
Vucevic.
I know they're exciting whites, but jeez.
Yeah.
All
I'm gonna go Steph and Jimmy.
right, I'm gonna go. I know Marcus is probably gonna criticize it, but we're getting pretty bare here. I'm gonna go Paolo and friends.
Nah, I mean they were next on my list. That's
I see. I
fair.
yeah, they were. I was thinking about them, but I was like,
Right. Shoot,
here we go. Here we
I got two
go.
really good ones right here, and I don't know which one is better right now, to be honest.
You probably got Jalen Johnson in there somewhere.
Nah, he's on my list, but Trey ain't been cutting it. He's been too efficient, to be honest. Shoot. Dang. All right, I'm gonna go Kawhi and Harden then. Kawhi looks like he's back to himself. Harden's still putting up double doubles. I'll go with
I
Kawhi.
thought about them too. I
Yeah.
can't trust Kawhi's knee.
And Randle, bro. Randle's low key been putting
And
up some
I
crazy
thought about
numbers.
Randall and Ant. I had three. I was like, yeah.
Tough.
I can't. Yeah, I can't. Anything I'm having to co-sign Kawhi for a full year of health, I
Yeah,
can't.
I can't
Until I
trust
see
it.
it.
But you was
Until I
gonna
see
pick
it.
Jalen Williams. He can't
Because
even
he's 24 and he's been healthy his whole career so far. This is
talking about this season though.
we're 6 games in, bro. 7 games in. It ain't like
Okay.
he's not coming back. You got
Kawhi
Kawhi on
has
you got Kawhi.
aspirations.
You got Kawhi on the other hand. That man liable to plant one of his trees and break a thumb.
Did you see that game winner he hit a few
Don't
nights
think I
ago?
saw it, no.
He goes,
Don't
the
think I saw it.
ball was wet.
I did see that Steve Ballmer's being sued by 11 people from Aspiration
It will only grow more.
for payments.
Come on, bro. Come on, man.
The
People got
they
man.
could only they could only stay on they could only stay on the gambling for so long before they had to go back on my man Ballmer, aka Group. So let's go ahead and run through the picks again.
Okay, shoot, I should have picked Giddy. Gosh, dang, 29, 15, and 12. All right, I had Shea Chet first pick, Wemby Castle second pick, Cade and Durin, and then Kawhi and Harden.
And I had Joker and Murray, Katie and Sengun, Mitchell and Mobley, and Paolo and Franz.
I had Luka and AR, Kat and JB, Steph and Jimmy, and crap, who else I have? Yo. I can't remember who I legit can't remember who I
You
had.
had Maxi and VJ.
Maxie and VJ.
Yep.
I'm like, who I just had?
That's how you know it was bad.
And 23 episodes in, if you didn't know that Darius is the kid that shows up to the SAT without a pencil, you
Hey,
now know. And with that,
it's locked in until I unlock it.
definitely did not come with the number 2.